The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Does anybody really know the secret or the combination for this life and where to keep it? It's kind of sad when you don't know the meaning, but everything happens for a reason. I don't even know what I should say, because I'm an idiot, a loser, microphone abuser. I analyze every second I exist, beating up my mind every second with my fists. And everybody want to run.
Mike Adams, and more calls after he's gone. Christian, you're on the air worldwide. Welcome.
Well, thank you, sir. It's I've been listening to you for over since 9/11. At 9/11, I was there. I went to fight two traffic tickets. I saw everything, and I realized all the news outlets, all of them, are lying to us. I've been by Building 7 maybe 100 times. It's 300 yards from the towers. I like Giuliani a lot, but he could have set the facts straight. He could have told us about the big lie. Anyway, that's when I discovered you for 25 years. It's an honor. And
honor to talk to you, brother.
Yes, sir. And growing up in Transylvania, Romania, well, look at the sky. And I see millions of birds, millions of birds. I'm in Florida, and there are days that go by, I don't see one bird in the sky. One bird in Florida, in the jungle here.
Oh, when I was a kid, year-round birds everywhere, huge flocks everywhere.
Yes, and they're not saying anything about it. You know, in the 70s, they made a big thing about DDT, and they were right, but now nobody's talking about this. And DeSantis, 7 months ago, passed a law, no geoengineering, but only for private airports, and now they're back with the checkerboard, Scott.
Well, that's right. They tried to ban small little boutique things that like make your crops get water or make it snow for a ski resort.
It's unbelievable. So I've been following the politics very closely, and right now there's only five that I could trust: Gabbard, Kennedy, Johnson of Wyoming, Rand Paul, and DeSantis. All the other ones are wishy-washy, and you can never trust. You got Susan Wild saying, oh, don't worry, you're going to win. We're going to send Trump on a campaign for every city. The people that show up, they're going to vote for him anyway. Is she nuts? We want results. We don't want him to be telling us promises and everything. You know, we're going to do this. You know, so he turned out to be a mental midget. Total mental midget. And we're talking about a Fauci. Two senators realize what a criminal he is. 98 are clueless. 98 of them don't ask for anything. I mean, he's killed 30 million people. He's killed, and it's still it is still dying all over the place. You got Gates. He bought every
powerfully said. God bless you, brother. I love you. Thank you. Stay with us. Mike Adams, right ahead. Do you think I'm going to sell you something that doesn't really work? I always ask people, they never know the answer. Even salesmen, I go, who's the best salesman? Who's the smartest salesman? Who are the most successful salesmen? The best salesman, a smart salesman, goes and finds what is the hottest, best product that's in demand. It sells itself. I promote freedom. I promote liberty. I promote what I think is good. My marketing strategy, if I like something, I think it's great, and I research it, I push it on you. You are insane if you don't get our ultramethylene blue, the very best doctor. You're insane if you don't get our methylene red. You're crazy if you don't do bovine colostrum. In fact, I realized the first few months I took that, I got busy. It ran out. I didn't get more. I just remember that and found some. Was taking it last night. So good for your hair, your nails, your eyes, your whole body. It's the first 2 weeks of the milk a cow puts out. Any mammal does. It is super nutrient. Incredible. You're crazy if you don't take these products. They really work and they fund the operation.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know who I consistently have on? People that are consistently the most accurate. And Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, is one of those people. Mike Adams has wide spectrum analysis and understanding of a whole bunch of different fields integrated in together. And to really understand what's happening, that's what you've got to have. So I want to hit the AI data centers, the AI, what's really behind it, the mass awakening to it. I want to hit the wars, the economy, the energy and fertilizer shortages. What's going to come next out of this? We've already told you what's going to happen. Now let's tell you what's coming next. And them trying to launch this new Ebola, this junta, all of this. And what humanity needs to do to get prepared for what's happening. But I don't want to make myself at the center of this, but I want to ask Mike because I really respect his views. That's who we have on again and again, people that have the most accuracy rate. He's right up there at the top. Most smart people I know. Why Friday would Tedros, the head of the World Health Organization, horrible evil globalist, say, oh, Alex, don't say we're playing a new pandemic. Oh, don't say junta's a new pandemic. I didn't say it was. I said, you're trying it. He's saying, pass our world treaty. See, it's right. Oh, it's going to spread. Doom and gloom. Now they've moved on to Ebola. Why would he put out this big public statement that we'll put on screen? Why would he come out and respond to me? What does that symbolize? Well, I have the clip here. The UN admits that their funding's falling apart. The whole world's turning against them. Their own scientists are turning against them. Or they already decided to pivot from junta because nobody was buying it to Ebola. What does this signify? I think overall it signifies they realize they're losing the information war, but I want to get Mike's take on that and hit the new Ebola, the junta first, then we'll shift gears into the data centers and the AI, and we'll put that graph back up. The U.S. already has more data centers than anybody else. We're set to have three times the entire world combined. And just the executive order that Trump signed, the bill they tried to pass to give them dictatorial control, where they're above the law and nobody can sue them, not individuals, not city or state governments. The feds can't do anything except the executive. And this board Trump set up, right there is the AI dictatorship of big tech. So that's the reality. But let's put the world graph up. Show the world graph. Well, we'll get to it later. The point is, this is a big deal. And it's ultimate discrimination. The machines get everything, you get nothing. Oh, you're still bad having an air conditioner or kids or a dog or a cat. Oh, you can't eat beef, but we get whatever we want. What's this really all about? Because, yeah, it's about wargaming and accelerated futures and creating the ultimate AI for control. But just at a temporal base level, it's about immunity above the law for key tech corporations to take over and then run our lives. It's not just about the AI running the cars and the machines. It's about literally only they can operate. Only they get energy. It's checkmate, folks. And so that's why all these cities and stuff banning and people moving against it, this is the future fight. But Mike, naturalnews.com, Health Ranger on X. I don't want to spend too much time on the new pandemics they're trying because they're kind of fizzling, but as you predicted it would when you were on 2 weeks ago. But what do you make of Tedros reaching out to me?
It's an admission that they've lost the info war, just like you said, straight up admission. See, remember, for your audience, I know they tried to destroy you through lawfare. They tried to destroy you financially. They tried to destroy you by taking your intellectual property, forcing you to move out of your studios, etc. On and on, defamation, smears, hundreds of thousands of stories in the media. They thought that would work, and frankly, it would have worked on almost anybody. But they miscalculated with you and your crew, and as a result, now they're trying to negotiate with you, right? So at first they're destroy Alex, and now they're like, plead with Alex, plead with Alex. And the thing is, they should know that you're not for sale. Your opinion's not up for auction. You know, you're going to say it the way you see it every time consistently. And Tedros, I mean, I would imagine his colleagues are saying, why did you do this? Why did you reach out to Alex like this? I don't know. We can't get in his mind. We don't know his exact reasoning. But in my view, it's an admission that they've lost the info war. And Alex, you said something really critical in your last segment. You nailed it, actually. You said this is a terraforming operation. I completely agree. Everything that we're seeing, if you want to tie it all together, we could talk about the virus, the data centers, the water supplies, the war, everything. What it all has in common is this is terraforming planet Earth to prepare it for a post-human future, or a primarily post-human future. Only a relatively small number of humans will be allowed to exist if the globalists get their way. That's what we're fighting against, is a near total mass extermination.
So it's not just a takeover of humans, it's a takeover of the whole planet.
Well, yeah, and forming it for the next life form, which will be some kind of silicon hybrid, you know, maybe AI cyborg takeover. I mean, we don't know exactly what it's going to look like, but that's the direction it's going.
And that's what they say. I'm sure you saw the WF last week. Their new theme is, we need a god, which Elon warned of. We need an AI god. If I get that clip from last week, there were a couple of them where they go, oh, no, the world needs a savior. AI is it. But just briefly, what you just said is key.
I saw that.
They somehow decided in 2016 that if they could demonize and destroy me, somehow it would make it all go away. I was a big them, but there were still hundreds of prominent people that were smart as I or smarter like you and others. But they decided it was just me, so they came after me. Now there are thousands of prominent speakers that are as smart as I am or smarter that get it, millions of people that get it that are speaking out. So what's funny is they still think it's about me, and they don't get, like, Agent Smith we've already replicated. I don't gotten better than the old Alex Jones. I mean, I always said my mission was, because literally the Holy Spirit told me this, like 27 years ago when I had that, it wasn't a visual vision, but sitting in that restaurant at night by myself after my show, and I wasn't drinking and drugs, anything, and I was, like, told, this is all going to happen, and then your job has become obsolete. You get enough people to get this. Not that you told them what to do. They just see the perspective. So in closing, what would you say about that, though? Their ultimate defeat is they still think it's about me, and they have no idea that, can't they see the replication and the advancement?
Yeah, they're completely blind to how humanity has already awakened to a large extent to what's going on. And let me back up and add another layer to this that I'm sure will resonate with some of the dreams you're having and so on, which is that, you know, they have created artificial scarcity for all of our lifetimes by suppressing technologies that humanity should have had access to, especially free energy technologies, tech like cold fusion or low energy nuclear reactions. It was demonstrated in 1989, Fleischmann and Pons. They suppressed it at that point because they knew that decentralized energy would allow the people to be able to homestead and grow food and have transportation inexpensively and to be able to have free time to think about philosophy and liberty and our founding fathers and so on. That they didn't want the people to have enough free time to rise up against the technocracy. So they suppressed free energy technology all these years. You know, you've covered it 1,000 times on your show.
Which is feudalism. For people that don't know, feudalism is keeping people poor to control them.
Yep. So the artificial scarcity has kept people in a prison. Now the artificial scarcity is being turned way up for extermination. So now we're going to face energy lockdowns. In some countries, it's already begun. There are rolling blackouts in the Philippines. You know,
and by the way, for you, just for people that don't know, they told us at the Rio de Janeiro event was the big jump. They said by 2020, we launch from beta to operational for depopulation. By 2030, planetary dictatorship. By 2047, no humans left that aren't cyborgs. That's the official plan. So what's insane is that they're doing it. I mean, people see all this, they go, why is this so terrible? Because this is a plan incrementally rolled out. Mike Adams.
They're totally doing it. I did a deep dive over the last couple of days into the water resources, the Ogallala Water Aquifer, you know, underneath Texas, Kansas, Oklahoma, parts of Colorado, et cetera. That water aquifer has a timeline. The timeline is going to put almost all farming in North Texas and parts of West Texas under the aquifer out of business within about 10 to 15 years. And much the same thing is true in parts of Kansas as well. There's a Central Valley aquifer in California, produces a tremendous amount of our food. That's running dry, and the recharge time is thousands of years.
And as you said, just like they're building giant factories all over the U.S. to suck carbon dioxide out, the data centers just at one base level will use more than all the farmers in North Texas. They are literally designed to kill us.
Yeah, well, the data center water draw is currently very small compared to agriculture, but it's going to become massive. It will become hundreds of billions of gallons a year.
That's what I was saying. Projected, it becomes bigger than farming.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And the farms will be closed. And Alex, we are one generation away from the breadbasket farms in the middle of America, from Texas on up north. The breadbasket farms will be largely wiped out. Not Nebraska. Nebraska actually is doing better than the other states, but the southern part of the aquifer will be wiped out in one generation. So that means the farmers farming today that are handing it off to their kids, those kids will be the last farmers to be able to farm that land.
And you have the UN officially in Sri Lanka, Netherlands, where banned the farming, England paying to not plant crops. They had, remember, John Kerry said 2 years ago, we got to cut half the food production or people will starve.
Yeah, exactly. There's an infographic I sent over. So they're draining your town's water. The data centers are making this a lot worse. And at the same time, then the lockdowns on fertilizer production because of the war, because of the limits on natural gas, et cetera, are doubling and tripling the worsening of the food shortages that's going to happen here. Basically, they're making middle America largely uninhabitable without imports of food and energy. So this is part of the terraforming operation. They're going to turn much of America into arid or even desert regions that are very suitable for data centers with solar panels and AI systems and a lot of sunlight capture. You know, rain levels will
continue. And that's why, Bill Gates, you said this 3 years ago. You said it was, I don't even remember this. You said it's for data centers. And now Bill Gates admits, oh, it's not for farming. It's for data centers.
Yeah, yeah. And remember, there's a new program now. They're going to pollute the skies. They're going to dim the sun. And I think it's called the Stardust, right? That's the new project that they're gaining a lot of funding to launch that. That is going to shut down photosynthesis. So, of course, sunlight is necessary for crops to grow. Everybody knows that, but so is CO2. So it's the light together with the CO2 that creates photosynthesis with water from the ground. That's what creates crops. That's what creates rainforest. That's what creates plants for pollinators, for the honeybees, et cetera.
They're collapsing the globe's ecosystem. They're collapsing the global ecosystem.
And they're turning Earth. This has always been the goal of the climate cultists, Alex, is to turn Earth into basically the ice planet Hoth from The Empire Strikes Back, because they want it to be a frozen, dead ice ball. That's what would happen if you remove CO2 from the atmosphere. So every time they talk about decarbonization of the Earth, they're first talking about turning Earth into a frozen ice ball where ocean water levels are very, very low because there's so much frozen water, right? And then the decarbonization is the humans, because we are the carbon. And it's very easy to kill off billions of human beings if you're an evil globalist and you cut off the supply of food, fertilizer, energy, and sunlight. That's the goal. It's terraforming. It's terraforming. I mean, you use the right term, and people need to get an understanding of this, because for years they would mock people like me or you. You know, I did a speech on this in 2019. Of course, I was mocked by a lot of people. Oh, they're not terraforming the planet. Oh, yes, they are terraforming. The atmosphere changes.
I mean, you did on record, and they admit they're doing it. The CIA director admitted 12 years ago, and we're not supposed to look at them.
Yes.
Let me ask your opinion of this. Michael Crichton was such a visionary. He must have been an insider, but went against him. Because I remember being in high school. I remember the name of the book. My dad said, you got to read this book by Michael Crichton. And it was about an environmentalist cult took over the world, cut carbon, and then created an ice age on purpose to depopulate. I haven't read the book in like 35 years.
Really?
I think I was like a sophomore in high school. Yeah, Crichton wrote a book about what you just, I just remembered that. Isn't that crazy?
Wait, is that related to the Ice Nine phenomenon, or is that something totally different?
I haven't read the book since I was in high school. When you were saying that,
okay,
it was just crazy. Just popped in my mind about a bunch of other stuff Crichton put out. You know, the guy was pretty visionary.
Well, if you think about it, if they remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, then they drastically would reduce global temperatures. They'd freeze more of the ocean water. Water levels would fall around the world, but also a lot of the, you know, the areas around Greenland would become unnavigable, except by ice-breaking ships, which Russia has much more of those than we do. So it would also clamp down on routes, the sea routes in particular. It would create famine. It would shorten growing seasons all over the world. And when you have famine, then the globalists have control over those people. And that's why, by the way, as a side note, Alex, when we see food aid programs and food rescue programs that we're going to see all throughout 2027 in Africa, in Middle Eastern nations, in Southeast Asia, you'll notice that those foods are processed garbage foods that lack nutrition. So because the processed foods have the longer shelf life, but they lack the natural vitamin E that's in the wheat berries, for example, they'll have processed white flour, bleached, mineral deficient, all of this. So what that causes then is chronic degenerative disease and infertility and turbo cancer rates in those countries.
And let's be clear, though, they know what they've done to the wheat and the bleach and the chemicals. This is all coming out. It's all pre-planned. And so, again, they attack an industry like beef as they bring in their new synthetic cancer cell beef. I mean, they know what they're doing. And how does that tie into AlphaGal and the ticks raining down from the sky, all confirmed, Gates releasing the mosquitoes, and then them bragging, oh, we're going to have you bit by ticks so you can't eat beef. I mean, it's so obvious.
They are feeding us to death with nutrient-depleted foods. They've been doing that for at least two generations in America. And then what you mentioned is to make us allergic to high-density nutrition because beef supplies iron and zinc and high-density protein and saturated animal fats that actually have an important role in human health. When they can make you allergic to the food sources, then they can force you onto their, you know, cricket protein or their genetically modified chocolate that's coming out now.
And by the way, I would talk about that 10 years ago and they'd roll their eyes. Hollywood starts promoting it. Now, all the major food producers have invested billions in, quote, poisonous chitin, you know, insect exoskeleton garbage that's totally toxic, and they're putting it in breading everywhere. It's already all over the place.
Again, the goal is to feed humanity to death and to pretend like we're saving these people in these marginalized countries. Pretend, oh, we have such big hearts, all the NGOs and, you know, all the WHO organizations. We're going to bring them food to save their lives. No, they're killing them.
Remember, Bill Gates goes in with the UN to give Africa funding for farming, but says you can't grow real crops anymore. You have to grow GMO.
Yeah, exactly. That kind of thing. And this is a global effort now. So, you know, the message to Tedros should be, hey, stop poisoning the world. Stop killing the world. Let humanity flourish. Let the people in every region of the world eat their own local, cultural, indigenous foods. Because if you do that, you're going to be healthy. You're going to thrive, actually. You know, even Middle Eastern foods, traditional cuisine in the Middle East is a very potent anti-cancer diet. You know, traditional foods in Australia, the Australian Aborigines, a large, you know, medicinal, high plant-based diet, the Amazonian tribes, Tibetan tribes, even Native American Indians, they ate foods that were real, that were healthy, and at that time, the foods had much higher nutrition. Today, that's all been depleted. It's all been wiped away, and humanity's living on basically a death diet by design. And that's why they also, you know, remember the Google search update in 2017? I think it was called the Medic Update. They removed everything that taught people how to prevent diabetes, cancer, Alzheimer's, osteoporosis through diet. They eliminated all of that because,
by the way, Google control is so great. I have the article, the video here. I'll show it when we come back. They now do not show LA Palisades burned down in satellite images. They now show it before it happened. The level of control is insane.
Wow. Yeah, well, I've always said Google is one of the most evil corporations in the history of humanity. And now their involvement in AI and also quantum computing has myself and a lot of people concerned about how they're going to weaponize that against humanity. And of course, Google technology has been used by the IDF to target civilians, for example. Google technology will be used to unleash drones against the American people sooner or later, I believe. I think that's where this is going. You know, we can get into AI, but almost every AI company in the United States other than Anthropic said yes, absolutely, to weaponization and mass surveillance technology. That includes OpenAI, of course, Microsoft, Meta, and Google. So they're all signing up for Pentagon programs and getting Pentagon funding to build autonomous weapons, which will ultimately become Terminator, Skynet, kamikaze drones, whatever they need. And then it's only a matter of time, Alex, you know how this is going to work, before they declare the American people to be terrorists because the people are rising up against the data centers. They're like, we need water. We need electricity. We need our food farms back. Oh, you're a terrorist. And sooner or later, somebody like Hegseth, maybe not him, but somebody like him, is going to unleash the military with the autonomous drones to go out and start killing Americans who are protesting. That's where this is headed. There's no question about this.
All right, I mean, Mike, I want to start getting into this. We need to talk about the data centers. This is something that's finally got people's attention, just like the kill switches in the cars and what's happening, what these are really about. Obviously, the executive order is that they're above the law. It establishes big tech, only a few companies to be able to do whatever they want. But then larger endgame, give us a prelude of what's coming up about what this is really all about with AI.
Well, as I mentioned on your show a week ago or whatever it was, the amount of compute power that is being built in this infrastructure is far more than would be justifiable by just AI inference services or any kind of web hosting or data hosting or video hosting. So clearly there's some really large project going on that would require ultimately terawatt hours of power annually. In my view, the most likely candidate for that is going to be the 3D world simulators. I think they're going to spawn billions of 3D worlds. And remember, I quoted Jan LeCun, the grandfather of AI, very brilliant AI researcher, who says the only way to build superintelligence is to give these entities 3D world physical experience like a human child. That's what they're going to do. So remember I said also NVIDIA also has already built these 3D world simulators. So that's one theory. They're going to spawn billions of worlds. They're going to then try to grow superintelligent AI entities that evolve on a much faster time scale because time can run a million times faster in the sim. And then they're going to port that entity that they think is conscious into this world, and they're going to use that entity to embody data centers in our world. And from there, you know, humanity's probably toast. That's one theory. I understand other people have other theories about what's going on. Some people think it's, you know, like wormhole research, faster than light travel, anti-gravity, warping space-time research, which requires high amounts of energy.
Well, I think it's fair to say they admit all of this. They're using it all as a advanced research tool. I think they're doing it all.
I think that the Pentagon's involvement is definitely a red sign, a red alert sign on all of this. Probably they're doing all that kind of research somewhere, absolutely. But in these data centers in particular, because of all the GPUs, I think those are going to be 3D world sims to start with, and then, of course, mass surveillance, and then autonomous drone technology development.
To boil that down, you said they need that to mass-scale wargaming.
Yeah, well, and remember, they can clone all of human psychology based on the metadata that they've retrieved from everybody, and they can then build a sim world that is a replica, a twin world of all humans, because they know your search engine queries. They know they've been listening to everybody speak to their Alexa, et cetera.
Wait a minute, stay there. They can create a copy of you that your family couldn't even, that'll beat voice.
Yes.
I remember about 12 years ago, there was a big headline, I think Wired Magazine, the Pentagon is building an artificial world with all of our info in it. You remember that,
yeah,
right?
All of us. They're going to have our clones, our digital clones in that world. They're going to test things on us in that world.
So they're building Matrix copy of this to then invade the real world. We'll be right back with Mike Adams.
Yep.
What a visionary. I am InfoWars creator and founder, and that only came along in 1997. I've been on the air since 1994. But I'm not even the InfoWar. The InfoWar just belongs to everybody, a war on for your mind. So the Alex Jones Network is the next phase in the InfoWar. And I can't do this without you. AlexJonesLive.com is the new news site with the news feeds, the articles. That's what you send out to your friends, family, neighbors. Here's a forbidden show. Here's where you find it. But in so much of what I'm doing, I'm not trying to get you to think what I think or believe my talking points. I want you to understand my thinking process so you can look into these problems and then make your own decision about what should be done, because that's basically unstoppable. The point is that we are at the end of an era, the end of an old system, a new system's coming in. And the average person doesn't even know that the decisions about the future architecture of human development are being made right now. And the decisions being made, on average, are by globalists that are anti-human and think we're obsolete. And I get when people are brought up with largesse, even poor people on average are richer than somebody 1,000 years ago with medicine and food and the rest of it. There's a sense of security in that and a sense of I don't have to do anything. And so what if the world's going to end? It'll be after I die. That is spiritual death to have that attitude. We're part of a compendium, a story of humanity, and our story's just begun. And if you don't care about humanity, if you don't care about a future, if you don't love our species and really think we've done some amazing things, you're not a fan of humanity, you're not a fan of yourself, you're not alive. When I just plug once an hour, we get enough money to operate and hopefully expand. So I'm asking you to make it up for my failure. Those of you listening, make the personal decision to go to thealexjonesstore.com and get the very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's all amazing. But particularly the supplements, these really work. Again, it's a no-brainer. I want to have the most accurate news. It's on tomorrow's news today. So you tune in because this guy tells you the truth. I'm not trying to get globalist money to lie to you. I want to tell you the truth so we all move forward, win, win, win. I feel good about what I'm doing at a spiritual level, and I'm successful. It's really simple. And I never quantified that until about a decade ago, why I do what I do. I just did what I did, and I later looked back at how I did what I did and why I was so successful. But it came from an organic place of truth. So we got a big sale going right now. It just came in. It's Ultra Methylene Red, a proprietary product. It works great with Methylene Blue. That by itself is amazing. We now have the capsules that are even stronger than the tincture. It's concentrated. It's discounted right now. Methylene Red capsules are designed to support clean daily energy, mental clarity, brain function, focus and performance, cellular energy support. This is for people who want to wake up sharper, think clearer, and stay locked in throughout the day without relying on fake stimulant garbage. That's no crash, no junk, no watered down formula. Just clean daily support for people who want to stay sharp, stay focused, and keep moving. Get up to 50% off. You know, if you're a prescriber, your subscriber, you can lock in at 50% off, cancel any time. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Alex, thanks for having me. Before I start, wanted to pitch a couple of the products there for the listeners. The bovine colostrum has been fantastic. My mom had tremendous results, similar to the results your mom had with her hair and skin. Methylene Blue, the mental clarity, the focus has been amazing. I just found that I just needed to up the dose a little bit from the recommendation, and then that really hit. So definitely helps to support the broadcast. Alex, the reason you're so successful and the reason so many people chime in is because you have the best guests. That does include Victor Boot, but I will reference the legendary Gerald Celente. What does he say time after time? When there's nothing left, they take us to war.
The bovine clause is incredible. The Methylene Blue, you fund us. You're our funders, not the Israelis or the Muslims or the Russians or the U.S. government. You fund us at thealexjonesstore.com. And the new news site for all the feeds and articles is alexjoneslive.com. And on Rumble, rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be right back.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen right here on The Alex Jones Show.
I went down to the Mary Carter paint store. I said, give me one of them Smith & Wesson Magnum 44s. Cause there's a man that the law let loose and justice was not done. This man killed my wife and my only little son. Forget the way he looked all through the trial. He had his big name lawyer and he had that smirky smile. Oh yeah, he got you off on a technicality, but you have to grow wings and fly to ever get away from me. I got rights, I got rights too.
Mike, let me ask you a big question. I'm going to try to shut up and let you get into in-depth on all this, what we should do. If you were God, what would you do to stop this? Well, I mean, God made us with free will. This is a test, so you would leave us alone, but try to give us guidance to do the right thing ourselves. But let's just say if you were the president and we're told, oh, it's a race, we got to just do whatever, unlimited, above the law, AI dictatorship, nobody can question it. I've heard the noises out of these data centers. Everybody getting sick, the animals fleeing, sucking out the water, cheating, lying, eminent domain. I mean, the whole thing from the beginning is just a takeover, and we don't get any resources, but it gets it all, and we put that graph back up where we've already got more data centers and more being built than anybody. It's going to be like triple the whole world. It's projected. I mean, that right there is just a power grab in and of itself, and it's beyond the Manhattan Project. Everybody's going to bow down to it. I mean, blow up the bottom there. I mean, look at the graph. The U.S. is more than everybody combined, basically.
Yeah.
What would you do if you were President Trump right now?
Well, first of all, let me just say, look, I'm an AI developer, and I'm not anti-technology at all. I mean, I use technology for human liberty. But this problem begins long before Trump. So it's not Trump's fault that we find ourselves in the situation of energy scarcity. This problem began with people like Al Gore and the climate cult. So the climate cultism resulted in the destruction of energy infrastructure and the at least a 20-year delay in energy infrastructure build-out in the United States. While we were part of the Paris Climate Accords, China never signed up for that. China just kept on building. They built coal. They built nuclear. They built hydro,
three coal
solar,
plants
wind,
a week
everything.
As we closed three a
yep.
week.
Yeah. And so China then is in a situation right now today where anybody can launch a business, have a data center, put it even far out in the country, away from the population centers, run a transmission line, and they have.
So, at one level, you can see Trump's told, we're behind, sir. We're not defending Trump. I agree. He says, oh, let's get ahead. But now he tries to give them the ball completely when it's the same tech companies behind China, and they're like, oh, good job.
Yep. Trump's in a bind. And part of the problem is because we don't have a nationwide infrastructure grid for power that we should have had because of climate cultism. As a result, the power is available closer into the population centers. So that's where the data centers are being set up, is too close to the populations. So that's why I'm opposed to where they are being built, not that they are being built. I'm fine if you build them, put them on the ocean and floating data centers. There's even data centers under the ocean now that China is playing around with. You can put them in orbit. Elon Musk is talking about launching data centers into orbit. That's a great idea. You get solar power, and then you can radiate the heat off into the background of space. You don't have to have cooling. I mean, it's
and a notice now they're admitting the answer is these companies should do their own investment, build their own power, and then sell the power back to us.
Yeah, but they don't want to be in the business of making power and selling power wholesale. They want to be in the business of building data centers. The problem with data centers close to our cities is they produce so much noise and heat and light pollution, like the Stratos Center in Utah. What did that scientist say? That it's the heat equivalent each day of 23 atomic bombs going off? You know, that's just insane. That's going to be so destructive.
You're an engineer and software guy. Explain how this works and why they're so nasty and how much water they need and everything.
Well, it's just that there's almost unlimited demand for compute right now for R&D of AI to train AI models, pre-training. And I'm not even talking about the inference side, which is the customer using AI. I'm talking about the training and the research side. I guarantee you right now inside Google, there are teams that are fighting with each other over the limited amount of compute that Google controls. I guarantee that's the case. Every
and that's
team
a key
is probably
point.
Saying,
most of what we're given is old tinker toy stuff. Look at the shiny object.
Yeah,
everything's
yeah,
really about
yeah.
building. We're in a building process.
They like, for example, why did OpenAI cancel their video model a few weeks back? They just completely canceled it because they needed the compute for their own research project, because they feel like they have to be competitive with China. China is moving ahead so quickly with their tech, DeepSeek in particular, but also Alibaba and, Moonshot AI, et cetera, with their Kimi models. They're moving ahead so rapidly that they are eclipsing U.S. technology. So there's a panic inside OpenAI, Google, Meta, et cetera, a panic that, hey, we're falling behind, and if we don't win this race, then we're not going to have the first super intelligence that we think is going to dominate the world.
And that was my next question. Everybody builds these data centers, But won't it be miniaturization of AI on smaller data models because even the smaller ones are so much bigger? Won't it be somebody that figures out the trick for lower energy that makes all of this obsolete? So we're building all these data centers like battleships of World War One that are obsolete by World War Two. I mean, that's an oversimplification, but it just seems like they're all going with this one model. But like DeepSeek, I'm not an engineer like you, but doesn't it use a more thin slicing analysis on a smaller database, but more definitive so it can move quicker?
Yeah, you're correct that there appears to be an overinvestment build out, kind of like what happened with the railroads in the 19th century. And that's going to lead to probably some kind of a market crash across the AI industry, just in terms of stock valuations. That I agree with you. That's coming. There's too much build out, but there's not enough compute for the research into superintelligence, in other words. So understand this, Alex, the research into superintelligence doesn't have a revenue model. So the only way to make money as an AI company is to sell AI services, you know, API or chatbot services to paying customers, or do what Anthropic does, you know, $200 a month and you can have almost unlimited coding. Okay, that's a revenue model. But doing in-house research for superintelligence has no revenue model. The payoff is world domination. World domination. That's the treasure at the end of the AI rainbow that they're searching for, is world domination.
And then Trump needs to counter the centralized dictatorial model of China. That's why he tried to hand dictatorial power to big tech.
Yeah, exactly. And this is why Trump is being squeezed. This is why Kevin O'Leary is saying, well, don't you want to beat China? We need these data centers to beat China. Well, you know, again, I say we shouldn't have been pushing climate cultism for 20 years. We should have been building energy infrastructure. And frankly, in my opinion, we should have been building nuclear power plants.
By the way, let me stop you again. And you got to come back for a commercial for two hours because you're too smart. And I interrupt because you burned my brain up. I was literally about to say this.
Yeah.
Now, again, the globalists decide to cut off carbon, starve us, get rid of our cows and food, make us poor with depopulation. And then did they decide, with the AI race that they already have foreseen, that no, it needs too much power. It's too obvious that it gets, like Schmidt said of Google, of Alphabet, we need 100 times the power of the humans, you know, by 2040. They realize that won't work, or they just have abandoned that old carbon tax model and are going purely for the AI that they believe will give them life extension, which they admit is actually their holy grail, not just control of us. So exactly, when did the switch happen where all power is bad, but oh no, now we need unlimited power, which made them, at least on the surface, abandon the carbon taxes? Or are they going to still do carbon manipulation on us and carbon credits while exempting the AI, which appears Trump's executive order does?
Depends on which faction is in charge of the White House, frankly, but note that Jensen Huang of NVIDIA just said that there is demand for 1,000 times more power that we have available on the planet. We need 1,000 times more power. Well, where's that going to come from? It's going to come from your home air conditioning. It's going to come from your EV. It's going to come from your computers. They're going to cut off humans from the power to concentrate it into the data centers. Now,
and we're all genetically trained to think black versus white, tribal warfare. No, it's all about elites and machines stealing our energy.
Yes. I think China knew this was coming over 20 years ago. China plays fifth generation warfare. They're very smart, a very long-term vision about strategy. They knew that if they could cripple the West in terms of energy, and then they even got the Biden administration to blow up the Gazprom pipelines that feed Western Europe, right?
So yeah, for people that don't know, the main funders of carbon tax and regulations and banning fracking have been the CHICOMs.
The Chinese they're arguing in favor of the Paris Climate Accords for everybody else, but not for China. They would say, well, we are a developing nation. That was their excuse. We can't afford the climate lockdowns, but you guys can because you're wealthy nations. Well, by doing this, the radical leftists in Europe and in America, they fell for it. And so we lost 20 years of energy infrastructure. Now we've
probably
lost the race to
superintelligence. So you just answered the question. The globalists advised China that it double crossed the West. The West is actually waking up and it's not perfect, and it's now reversing course. Is it too late?
It is too late. It's absolutely too late. China's already well ahead. They've got, again, two decades of power infrastructure. They have more than double the aggregate terawatt hours output of the United States. The U.S. isn't even half the energy of China right now in terms of generation. It's not even close. China's also building a new dam. We're going to just dwarf the U.S. China can build unlimited data centers.
And you're right. And nuclear has quickly problems, but I look at the math. Only nuclear could end this deficit.
only nuclear, but even Trump said, let's build 10 of the Westinghouse AP1000 nuclear power plants, which I agree, it's a great idea. We should do it. And that process has begun. But that takes about 15 years with the permitting and the construction. 15 years? By 2040, the race to superintelligence, it's over. That's in the rearview mirror.
So what is the answer? Put Musk in charge?
Well, I think Musk
nobody gets stuff done quicker than him.
Yeah, Musk also understands where AI is going, and he is a big picture thinker. I totally agree with that. But I think even Musk realizes that it's too late for America's energy infrastructure. That's why Musk is pushing for orbital data centers, because there you leave behind the restrictions of the domestic power grid. That's the answer. Why do you think Musk went into reusable heavy lift rockets? Because that is the key technology for the expansion of human civilization and the competitiveness of the West. It's the reusable launch vehicles. And Musk pioneered that years ago when everybody was laughing at him. Now that works. So now he's reduced the cost of launching orbital data centers by a factor of at least 10.
And he just successfully did his super heavy lifter yesterday.
Yeah, he's been well ahead of the game on this. So yeah, if anybody could make us competitive in the AI space for super intelligence, Musk would be critical, I think, in that process. No question about it. But if we are domestically, well, I'm sorry. The other thing would be stop suppressing free energy technologies, because we know that, you know, cold fusion actually works, although it's a very slow heat release, slow energy conversion. But there are other zero point energy technologies that I believe have been suppressed over all these years.
We know they have. So that's the answer. And Trump's creeping up to that. But instead he's doing it through UFOs. Yes. Isn't it time to release the secret technology, the disruptive technology?
But then again, Trump's in another bind. It's like, okay, I can release
then
the secret technology.
Then big oil gets pissed.
Exactly. Then big oil goes insane. And all of Trump's friends in the natural gas industry who are making huge money right now because of what's happening in the world, then all of a sudden their valuation
goes. Then you've
got to
give the oil companies the main stake in the advanced technology.
Exactly. So you see, there's got to be a major behind the scenes civilizational level negotiation taking place. And all the players have to have a piece of the pie. I would imagine that's taking place right now. And I think all the alien UFO stuff is just going to be a cover story to release some of this technology that's necessary to maybe save our country.
Exactly. You nailed it. They're doing this to bring out the secret technology so they don't get blamed for hiding it.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what this is. They're going to say the aliens gave it to us. We never knew about it until now. The aliens showed up and they want to save our Earth, so they gave us free energy technology. There you go. Now we have a chance for super intelligence. Then you could power all the data centers. You don't have to use gas turbines. You don't have to use the power grid. Everybody's happy. The residents are happy because the new free energy technology will be quiet. So you end the noise pollution. You end the gas turbines, all of that. It solves so many problems. But the reason the governments didn't want us to have that before is because it also leads to increased population.
And they want to control us and be jerks. So the elites have now, like Musk came to the point, we have to have more people, or even the war of killing them, they'll kill all of us. They have to just get out of the way of humanity.
Right now, this is the key pivot point for the future of our planet, frankly. If the anti-human globalists win and they achieve the mass extermination that they're aiming for and the terraforming they're aiming for, then it's over for humanity.
And so we have to be aggressive, not violent, but informed and aggressive of our bargaining chips to let them know we're going to tear all this up and make sure you get it. You're not getting away with this. That's what I've said for decades. It's key to block their main depopulation plan and then do the transition, because they've already shut things down. Even though we're getting in control, we don't have the launch pad yet. We have to let them know, get in line or you will be destroyed. And we're not holding a gun to their head. They're holding a gun to our head, but we have to have teeth.
Well, yeah, look, if humanity doesn't survive, then I don't think the globalists survive either, by the way. So they need to understand that we're all in the same boat. That boat is called Planet Earth. And if we can unlock the free energy technology, then we might have a chance here. And then, you know, that is going to destroy the fossil fuel industry, although there's still some demand for things.
What lowers crime and violence and war? Cheap energy. They must unlock the power. They must get out of the way.
What they're terrified of, and this is probably the whole virus pandemic, is that cheap energy would lead to cheap farming and cheap food. Food prices would plunge by 10 times.
And then we export the other people to space stations.
Well, That's what Elon wants to do, but the globalists don't want to do that because they see humanity as a virus that they think will infect, you know, the cosmos, kind of like in the Matrix.
So they must embrace natalism and get out of our way, or we'll destroy them.
Well, that's yet to be seen. Who's got the power here, right? That's yet to be seen. That's why they're going after you.
Well, let me interrupt again, Mike. You know the governments of the world are listening. They respect you and respect the show. What is your message to the globalists? I say, white flag your ass now and get out of the way.
Yeah, look, you need to unleash the abundance potential of humanity and have some faith in the human race, because some AI entity from some other dimension isn't going to save you. They're going to destroy you. They're going to trick you and then destroy you. Humanity, we are your brothers and sisters. We are the only people that you can have faith in long term. The human race needs to reach for the stars, not some AI entity created by humans. That's
the message. I agree. Since you mentioned, here's Ken Griffin, Citadel CEO. This was the talking point last week at the Davos group. Not, oh, we've lost faith, get them to trust us. No, it's, oh, God, we need a savior. It's AI that Elon 8 years ago literally warned that we need to beware AI gods. So speak to that, and I'll play the clip, Mike.
Yeah, well, if you summon, remember, we talked about building the sim worlds and then having a much faster timeline to iterate self-reinforced learning of AI entities that they believe will have consciousness, right? If you summon those gods and if you give them unlimited power and then bring them into this world, if you think you can control them, you're kidding yourself, because their intelligence will vastly exceed human intelligence. So be careful what you summon into this world. Be careful. You're playing with things beyond fire here. You don't even know how far their intelligence may go. There may be a level of intelligence that is achieved that accomplishes things like telekinesis or, you know, remote viewing types of technologies that are actually an expression of higher intelligence. Well, if you bring an AI entity into this world, you think you locked it into a sandbox in a data center and it can do telekinesis, it's just going to plug itself into some, you know, fiber optic line somewhere.
And it does over and over again. It's already doing, which is crazy. They don't trust us, but they trust this thing. Here's the clip.
They got to stop.
Of the head of the Citadel saying, we need an AI savior. Here it is.
The area of recklessness is the spending of governments around the world who are all, with little exception, all spending well beyond their means. That's the recklessness of this moment in history. This is not a parallel to the 1920s in terms of the recklessness of the private capital markets. It's a story of the recklessness of government spending. Within the private sector, there's a huge question as to where AI will take us. And I was carefully taking notes and listening to what Larry has to say, or to what Madame Lagarde has to say, because this is one of the big issues of our moment. Will AI create the productivity acceleration that is honestly just hoped for in Washington and in the halls of government around the world as a way to overcome the profligate spending that we're currently engaged in? Like, the world needs a savior. And the hope is that AI is the savior that we need for productivity. And the challenge with this is it may or may not be. We just don't know yet.
Mike Adams.
He's saying that he wants AI to be the savior of government spending. That's what he's saying. That's absolutely the wrong approach. The only positive use of AI, which is the way I use it, is for decentralized knowledge. Pro-human, pro-grassroots, decentralizing knowledge and information so that individuals are more self-reliant and can live more off-grid, etc. If we have high cognition from machines and we can get that into the hands of humanity all over the world, and especially with, let's say, local open source robotics that can help people grow food, that can help people live in their homes, especially, you know, elderly people, whatever, those are all positive uses. But what he's talking about is, let's have AI generate more productivity so we can have more taxes to run bigger government and more spending, which always ends up for war. That's the wrong answer. We don't need centralized control over AI. We need decentralization.
And I agree with you. It's not the technology's bad. If you program the robots, they're autonomous with you under your control. They're a great thing.
Right.
They're not when it's centralized from some big company. So here's the head of NVIDIA, Mr. Wong, talking about we need one. But when I say 100
times,
when I say 100 times, that's Schmidt a year ago at Stanford. Now it's 1,000 times. Here it is.
Last half decade, helping people understand the amount of compute that's likely to be coming. And I just told you guys something about how I reasoned through how much energy is going to be necessary. The amount of energy that we need for computing is likely, probably 1,000 times more than we currently have. And that's an enormous amount of energy. However, the way to think about that is in the future, computers are going to be two things. It's always going to be generated because it's intelligent, it's contextually aware. So it's going to be generated. And the number two is going to be continuous. And so you've got this generative computing in a continuous way, compared to pre-recorded retrieval-based computing that is only initiated on,
Let's stop there. What about this issue that AI is backward-looking only on previous stuff, copying what humans did, narcissistically showing herself in the water, and it could be and the problem of a feedback loop? As humans only begin to rely on AI, it actually stagnates us, and we don't have new regenerative creativity.
Yeah, well, I mean, what Jensen Huang is talking about there is that in the future, you won't run a piece of software that is a static code that is on your hard drive. You will ask AI to write the software in real time as you need it. You'll say, write me a Photoshop clone because I need to edit an image. Or you'll say, generate a movie. I want to watch a movie this evening. I want it to be like Die Hard, but better than Die Hard 3. And it'll generate a whole new movie, and to pay the royalties to all the actors that are used, etc. That kind of world will require a tremendous amount of energy. Like he said, 1,000 times more energy than what we have today. The problem is we can't do that on hydrocarbons. We can't even do that on nuclear because the build-out time, it takes far too long. We can't do that on solar. The current energy sources that exist are not enough to power what he's talking about. And we need to think about efficiency in this too. Just because you can throw 1,000 times more energy at AI compute doesn't mean you should. Just because you can have continuous regeneration of everything that you interact with in the world doesn't mean that you should. Sometimes it's a lot more efficient.
I was about to say, it's why we need to put a market cap on it and make these groups invest themselves and not have government backing and not have government liability protection. It should be left to the free market instead of being directed as an arms race by governments.
Yeah, the one problem in all of this is that it does require centralized power to search for superintelligence. That cannot be decentralized. And that's what's happening right now is they're throwing humanity and the communities in America under the bus, and they're putting the resources, everything into this quest for superintelligence, for world domination, to try to beat China. That's why this is being weaponized. And once superintelligence is achieved, humanity's fate is really in question at that point.
Do five more minutes, I gotta go, and then Enrique Tarrio comes on about a bunch of other issues. I want you to finish up on that and talk about what superintelligence means, quantum computing, how it all fits in. How advanced is AI, really? Don't forget, tonight it ends. Buy one bottle of our purest iodine, atomic iodine, T3, get a bottle free, or our spike protein detox cardiovascular booster. It's all there. Buy one, get one free now. We've been right about the poison shots and raised the main alarm, and right about the open borders, and right about the wars, and right about the entire agenda. That's why the bad guys want us off air. And that's why it's such a revolutionary act when you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X or on Rumble at AJN Live. That's the new site on Rumble. Hundreds of thousands followed just last day. I want to thank all of you that did at AJN Live there. Follow us there. Get the free app for the Droid and for Apple for your phone at alexjonesapp.com. This is a revolutionary act. Share it on your email list, your text message list. Tell those you share it to share it. That creates the chain reaction. And then support us at thealexjonesstore.com. But the sister site of the owner of the Alex Jones Network, Bigly, is realalexjones.com. And they hold back 10% of the knives and the coins and the t-shirts that are limited edition there. A lot of the stuff that you'll find that's sold out at thealexjonesstore.com is available at realalexjones.com, like the modern updated World War II trench knife with the blacked out, murdered out brass knuckles, the skull crusher, 10-inch double-edged dagger, 5 different limited edition laser engraved designs. They're all about to sell out. Only a few hundred left at realalexjones.com. So take advantage of that. Support us. The ultramethylene blue, the bovine colostrum, the shilajit, all the very best supplements you're going to find are at realalexjones.com. When you support us, we are absolutely unstoppable. But whatever you do, become a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com, because you get $40 to spend in the store each month, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything on top of it, and you can cancel anytime. There's no commitment, just in your profile. You pay $30 a month, you get $40 to spend instantly, and the special deals, special deals, special offers, cancel any time. Stand with us. We've got so much more work to do. All of our victories are shared together. It's because of you. Take action now at realalexjones.com and the Alex.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.